With us today is Steve Moore, one of the country's leading economists. And what the heck is going on in our country? Nobody really knows. But, Steve, any ideas what the heck is going on?
Well, there are two big economic issues that that really hit this week. The first was the decision by the Fed to keep interest rates where they are. But the stock market had a joyous moment because the Fed hinted that they'll be cutting rates soon. Now, I don't know what your opinion is on that, John. You follow these issues pretty close to yourself, but I'm still worried about inflation. I do not believe that we've killed the inflation dragon. If you look at commodity prices, they're up. Gasoline prices are up. Look at the gold price has been up. All of those are indications that people are looking towards other things besides the dollar because they think the dollar is falling in value. So I think it is premature to be talking about lowering rates because we've got to make sure that we don't see, you know, a resumption of 7, 8, 9% inflation we had in Biden's first 2 years in office.
Understood. Oil is back up to over 80. The Suez Canal is closed. The Red Sea is closed. Food prices are going to go up because when you can't get product across the Suez Canal, that doesn't help either. So
you're right, John. I mean, the fact that energy prices are rising, the fact that we have a more dangerous world than ever before, you got pirates, you've got all sorts of, disruptions to commerce, that's raising prices. You're 100% correct on that. And Biden is doing nothing about it that I can see, John. He's a weakling in the White House, and I don't say that with any happiness, but we've got to be able to stand up to the pirates and the people who are trying to, interrupt the shipments of goods and services to this country.
I understood. It's a mess. So if inflation doesn't go down, it'll be harder for Powell to lower them, even though he's getting pressure from the White House.
That's exactly right. Now, we will see. There's a suspicion that Powell might want to juice the economy for Biden right before the election, because, of course, Trump has said he will not reappoint Powell as Fed Secretary. The other thing I wanted to bring up, which is a big issue and is infuriating people, is these new electric car vehicle mandates, mandating people buy electric vehicles. And in the 10 years, they're basically saying every car sold in America has to be an electric vehicle. John, this is an assault on consumer choice. It is not going to work. You know, today only about 2% of the cars on the road are electric vehicles. A lot of Americans don't want them. And there's going to be hell to pay if Biden thinks he's going to force people to buy cars they don't want.
Well, I mean, they're piling up on the car dealers' parking lots. And, yep. The guy from Toyota is the smartest guy. He says, I'm going to make electric cars. I'm going to make gas cars. I'm going to make diesel cars. I'm going to make everything, let the consumer decide. And I'm in favor. Let the consumer decide. I don't know why Biden is doing what he's doing.
I don't either. And by the way, the one car that people do want is hybrids, which, have lower emissions. And Biden's against those because they want to go to zero emissions, which is impossible. By the way, where are you going to get the energy, John, from to provide the electric charges to the electric vehicles? I don't think they've thought that through. Most of our energy comes from coal and natural gas. Well, those are fossil fuels. So none of this makes any sense. And Americans love their cars. They don't want the government and Uncle Sam telling us what car we can buy. I think this is a very, very pernicious policy. And I think there's going to be a revolt among Americans. And I know Trump came out strongly against these mandates. If you want a bad electric vehicle, fine. But remember what Obama used to say about healthcare. If you like your healthcare, you get to keep it. Well, what about people who like their car, John? Can't they keep it?
Yeah, I understand. And you want to know something? I just don't understand President Biden. He's made so many bad decisions for our country, and I just don't understand it. We got 30 seconds left. What's on your mind?
Well, we finally got a budget deal that kicks the can, John, to next year. But we cannot continue to operate our country running $1.5 to $2 trillion deficits. We've got to grow the economy, something you know a lot about how to grow businesses. We've got to grow our economy, and we've got to get the expenditures down. And that's not happening with this president or this Congress.
Thank you so much, Steve Moore. We'll catch up with you again real soon. And God bless you and God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.